This podcast replay, it's brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood, where you can get a 2020 Corolla LE, lease it for $159 a month, sign and drive $289 a month, get on down to 1841 North State Road 7 in Hollywood, Toyota of Hollywood.
All right. We are ready. Are you ready, Bill? You ready?
As ready as I could be.
All right, we are ready to rock and roll. Good morning. It is a Tuesday, second day of the week, last day of the month, obviously March 31st. So we will wrap up this month, which is really cool. And we will move on to April. Got a lot of things. Believe it or not, again, it's one of those things that's pretty amazing that we have a lot of different things to talk about right now overall. And although it's funny because, you know, I got a text from somebody, a tweet from somebody, and you got to check this out. This is hilarious. Is the only way I can look at it. Look, I appreciate kind words and I appreciate support. You know what I mean? And I have no problem with that. It's actually very cool. But here's Omar, right? And it's Airborne 831. Here's his tweet to me this morning. Love Big O Show. Favorite radio show. But too much coronavirus. Was hoping for some sports entertainment. So I tweet back to this guy that I did 3 hours yesterday, 90 minutes of it was sports. I mean, 90% of it was sports. I mean, we are in a pandemic. So coronavirus has got to be mentioned. We're going to talk about it. We'll talk about it today. We'll talk about a couple of stories about it. In fact, I was going to open with a little bit of it. But it's like, look, if you're really not listening to somebody, don't give them a compliment. If you just heard like 2 minutes of something and you heard me talk about corona for a moment, then all of a sudden you think the whole show is corona. It's asinine. You know what I mean? For the guy to assume that I was all corona yesterday, I mean, I did a really hard job yesterday. Of a really tough job of actually making it as much a sports show as possible in these times. And I think we did it yesterday. I think we did a damn good job of it. But it's so weird how you get that right from the get-go. You know, some guy, whoa, too much corona talk. Well, first of all, we're going to talk corona because we are in a pandemic. But, man, I think our show brings up more sports than any show locally. Period. I don't even think it's close, to be honest with you. So weird. I tell you, some people are just absolute odd birds. Anyway, we got a couple guests for you today. Manny Navarro will stop by at 1 o'clock. My buddy Mike Kliss from 9 News in Denver is going to stop by. Interesting story he's covering. So we'll get to that. And in a way, I can spin that story for the Dolphins, too. And I definitely will. We'll talk a little bit about it, how I can compare it to the Dolphins. By the way, and for the Omar guy that follows us, you might as well tune off now if you happen to be on YouTube. Did you see the Tampa pastor that they arrested yesterday because over the weekend, he had over 500 people at his church?
You told me about that yesterday after the show.
It was after the show, yeah.
What did I say?
Goody for his ass.
No, well, what was the reason why he had the church open?
Oh, what do you mean?
Collection plate.
Yeah.
Collection plate. Want some money.
Yeah. But it's amazing to me that people would do something like that. And then another guy came on, another pastor, and said, well, you know, it's about loving and protecting your people. That's not what he was doing. He was actually putting his people at risk, which is what they did. It's ridiculous. Do you see now the Chinese Basketball League? They now have suspended their league indefinitely because the morons came back, and then obviously it started spreading again. We can't get back to normal life until we abolish this thing. Because if not, it's going to linger and it's going to bring us all down. I mean, it is what it is. Yesterday was our worst day. Over 500 deaths. 17% of our death total happened yesterday.
Right. Look, it's a situation where one of these things has to occur. Either everybody gets it and has the antibody in them, okay, or we have a cure or a vaccine. One of those three things.
For everybody to get it, that means a bunch of people are going to die in the process.
But you understand my point.
I know what you're saying.
It's one of these three things for us to be totally safe has to happen. Obviously, everybody getting it, yes. That we can't have happen because of the number of people that will pass. So it's a vaccine or a cure. That's it.
Clearly, Pastor Rodney Howard Brown is a moron. Okay? I mean, clearly that pastor is a freaking idiot. That he would go against all of this and bring in. How about the 500 morons, too, that followed him? I mean, some of you out there, you're just sheep, bro. You just repeat what other people say. You don't think for yourselves. And you just 500 idiots. It's really amazing. They should arrest the 500 idiots, too, by the way. Not just the moron that runs the church, but they should also arrest the 500 idiots for showing up.
Unfortunately, you can't arrest people in this country for stupidity, oh.
I know. But they should. They should. Just for the hell of it. Just to send a message. Like, stop it already. Wow. I mean, it really is amazing to me. And we just had the first coronavirus death under 18 in New York City. Okay? So let's not screw around, young people. Oh, no, we're invincible. No, you're not. Or not. What we're learning about this is that we don't know about this. Okay? Because the experts don't know yet everything about this. You know, because at first, oh, no, young people, they won't be affected. Well, no, actually, they are going to be affected. Maybe not as much as older people. Maybe certainly not as much as people with pre-existing conditions. But if you think you're immune to it, that you're just going to be. Let's just remind this for some of you out there. When you're dying from the flu, even those that die from the flu, your loved ones are next to you in the bed. This thing's so bad that people are dying by themselves. They can't even allow you to die with a loved one next to you, holding your hand, being there that last moment, that last breath, that comforting moment of having somebody that loves you right next to you. And in the scariest moment of your life, the moment you're dying alone. Okay? So anybody that wants to compare this to the flu, right? You are dying alone. That's how contagious you are. You know how scary that is? Not only are you going to die, you can't even say goodbye the proper way. You might want to turn off your mic when you do those things.
The other, you know what's the one thing everybody needs to realize? Anything medical, what it is the percentage. It hits not everybody's body's different. We break things down differently. What works for you might not work for me. What will affect me might not affect you. And that's the thing. There's ones that do not apply to the per se general, the majority rule. And that's why we had. What was it? There was a young child in L.A. that passed away, and then a couple of teenagers as well, 17, 18-year-olds, now New York. Look, whatever is the status quo, please realize that doesn't apply to 100%. It's more like 90-ish, okay? There's going to be ones that's going to fall through the cracks, just like anything else medical.
Yeah. Scary stuff, man. Scary stuff that we're involved in. So just, you know, follow the rules, stay away from people, stay home, okay? We're all losing here. We're all losing money, jobs. I mean, the financial part we cannot avoid, but we got to avoid death. That's the one thing we got to avoid, man. I know I want to avoid it. I don't want any chance even catching it because I don't know what will happen to me. I have no idea.
At this point, you should be going out for what? A couple things. Maybe to the bank, you know, financial whatever this, to the store, and maybe to put gas in your car or fix your car or whatever, like so you can move around in case or go to the hospital in case of emergency. That's pretty much it, right? Those four things. There's nothing else that you need to be out on the street, correct?
Right.
Go to work. I forgot. There are some people that need to go to work and
yeah,
stuff like that.
The few. But,
yeah. And that's those five things, and that's it.
Yep.
Shouldn't be going out to, oh, let me go. You know, if it's not necessary, you don't need to do it.
I agree. So just, I just, you know, definitely got to get in a little bit into that because I just see the numbers growing and it's just kind of disturbing. So please follow the rules and stay safe, which is the most important thing out there for all of you. All right. If you want to get in on the accidentlawfirm.com text line, it's really simple. 786-322-1105. That's 786-322-1105. If you want to get in on the accidentlawfirm.com text line, you can also reach out to us on Twitter. That's at Big O Show. And as always, share the link. Okay, share the link to the show, the YouTube link if you're watching. Send it to a friend on a text and post it on Twitter and on Facebook and all that good stuff. Did you see what they're going to do in the premiership, Bill? Did you catch that?
No, I did.
Do you know what the premiership is?
Yeah, of course. That's the English Soccer League.
Okay, just
come
in
on,
case,
man. No, saw, okay, bro. Come on. You know I've been doing soccer for a while.
Okay, all right.
I don't have per se a team. My nephews love Chelsea, but you know, I casually watch.
Those of you that follow the show on a daily basis, and obviously Bill is with me every day, I'm going to read something to you, and I'm going to ask you, where have you heard this before? It was just a matter of time before somebody floated the idea. After all, we're willing to play behind closed doors. Why not this? The Independent reports that the Premier League has discussed the possibility of playing out the remainder of the season in June and July, not under normal circumstances, with packed stadiums, not even behind closed doors, but in some sort of quarantine-controlled, coronavirus-free environment. They would test players, staff, officials, referees, also cameramen, producers, commentators, as long as they're negative, sequester them somewhere with lots of football pitches, keep them away from COVID-19 and the general population, and let them play, train, sleep, eat, play their video games together, and put the whole shebang on TV. Who's been saying that? That the NBA can't get back unless they do this. What have I not been saying that for a week?
Yeah, a total entire
the whole week I've been
controlled,
saying this.
And you have to. What's the furthest we're 11 days? It could be dormant, so you have to wait. And
14.
Everybody's 14.
14.
So everybody sit and wait, and then hey, we're clear. Go.
It's Big Brother meets reality show sport. Because they're all going to live together like Big Brother. They're not going to be voted out. But they're all going to live together and hang out together because that's all you can do. You would have to create. They can only Skype with their families and friends. They can't go out anywhere. They can't go to a bar. They can't go to a restaurant. They can't go to a strip club. Okay? You can't go meet your IG model. No, I'm just saying. I mean, these are things that athletes do.
But the other thing is this, those 14 days that you're waiting for the, you know, dormant stage, you have to keep everybody separate because if you are together,
well, of course.
You know what I mean? But it would be like, you got your little area, you live, okay.
Right.
That's a, you know what? It's a way, you know what? Bottom line, it's a way of them generating revenue.
Right. Well, I mean, Well, it's also players. I mean, you just saw Messi took a 70% pay cut.
I did see that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, so if they want to get their revenue as players, this is what they may have to do in order to do that.
You got to give to get.
Now, question is, can you get people to do this? Like the broadcasters and the camera people and all, they'll do it because we're survivors. We're just, you know, you'll do it, I'll do it, you know. But athletes are so pampered and they're so rich, most of them, that they may say, nah, I'll just wait it out. You know what I mean? No, you're not trapping me in some building for the next couple of months and I can't get out and go out and, you know, go get laid or go see my family or whatever. There may be people like that. You may, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how American athletes are going to, you know, treat that. And here's the thing. I mean, it's 32 teams in the NFL, 30 teams in the NBA. What kind of a complex would you need? How many courts would you need? I mean, it's impossible. And you would have to, and you can't build it like right now. It just doesn't apply.
The need for hospitals and stuff like that, you start building recreational facilities, it's going to be like, man, you could be putting that manpower to better use.
Exactly.
Okay?
Now, question is, if this thing's going to linger and it's going to go for a long time, and even the talk of a second wave next year, so then that means you have to then anticipate stopping then. So maybe it is worth building something. I don't know. But it's interesting that the premiership came up with this finally, because this is what I've been talking about for a while. And it's the only way that we'll get sports back is if you actually quarantine the entire league. Do you know how hard that is? Do you know how expensive that's going to be to quarantine the entire league and put them all in? It's like a small city that you got to build. It's like an Olympic village. In other words, you have to build an Olympic village for hockey, an Olympic village for basketball, an Olympic village for the NFL. How about college football? Maybe Kirk Herbstreit is right.
112 teams, Division One. Wow. You're talking about, and basically that facility caters to your specific sport.
And you have to, remember this. Ooh. Also, that they are in charge of young men, let's just say, not kids. It's their responsibility to look out for them. So if there's any risk, you can't do it if you're a university. You know what I mean? Pros and human and athletes and adults, that's a whole different ballgame because they have control of where they're going. You know what I mean? They can.
You're not responsible for their better welfare.
Right, right. You can offer it to them and they can say, like I just told you before, I don't know if American athletes will go for it. You know what I mean? They may not want to.
If they have a game, blah, whatever, you're talking about at the most 6-8 hours a day. You're talking about 24 hours around the clock.
You're done.
And being away from your family and
stuff.
You're
done.
Right?
You're done.
You're done.
But then again, you've been trapped with your wife now for the last, you know, month by the time you start doing this, or 2 months. Maybe you do want to get away from her and you want to be away for a couple of months. I don't know. And that might be the case for some guys. But that's interesting that the premiership is thinking that, because that makes a lot of sense. But it shows you also the road that we're all facing now to get sports back, to get our lives back on track. It's not going to be that easy. And you just, the Chinese Basketball League just proved it to us. We can't hurry this process. Okay? You know, like the president had, Easter. Now he completely got off of that because now he's realizing, again, it's just a lot of people. Look, I get it. It's an inconvenience for all of us. But we live in this microwave society that everybody wants to hurry up this process. Or some people don't want to believe that it's going on. But it's going on, and we can't hurry it up. It's a process. We're all doing a great job of staying inside, most of us. And most of us, again, are doing a great job of avoiding crowds. That's why we will control this virus and we will beat it. But see, the Chinese Basketball Association all of a sudden wants to hurry the process up and get back out on the court, and look what ends up happening.
The minute you do something like that, all the ground that you've made up,
you've
lost. Exactly.
Luckily, it wasn't the society. It was just the basketball league that's doing it. Now you're suspended indefinitely. Why? Because now you're realizing that this is a vicious cycle that we have to get off of. And if people continue to be irresponsible, then you and I will never get our lives back. We won't get back to work. We won't be able to go find a job. I mean, because the one good, like, it's terrible that all of us are losing jobs and losing money and all of that. But the good thing is that when we do defeat this virus and we can get back to our lives, there's going to be a boatload of jobs available so people can get back to work again. So you all would like to get back to work again. We would like to get, you know, everything back to normal again here in our podcast, because we're losing like crazy every day. But, I mean, it is what it is. We got to plow along. Everybody wants to get back on track, you know? But we cannot get back on track if we try to rush this process.
Every time you do that, you set it back, and you're, like, starting from square one. I mean, that's basically where you're at.
Yep. So that's why we've got to be smart with all of this. And that's in what the premiership is trying to do. It's interesting. I don't know if they'll be able to pull it off. And if they do, they will set the example for other leagues, and then the other leagues will then decide, well, this is the only way that we could do it. Because think about it. If you wanted to hold the tournament, the NCAA tournament, which I know it's been canceled, but if you wanted to, that's what you would literally have to do, sequester 65, 67, what is it, 69 teams now?
Actually, it's 60, what is it, 68?
68 is what it, whatever.
And the last four play in to get the last two spots, right? No, 66, because those last four play to get the 63 and 64 spot.
Okay, whatever.
That's the way it works.
Whatever it is, all those teams you would have to sequester. Okay? That's crazy. It's near impossible. You know how many people you're sequestering?
Oh, that's the team, again, the coaches, the trainers,
all the broadcasters.
Man,
it's not one broadcast team. You have a ton, and because they all
have there's 32 games.
No, and they all have 64 teams of broadcast teams because they all have their own. So it's not just the national broadcast. It's the local broadcast
for each
of those teams. So oh my Lord. You know,
test everybody, have everybody sequestered for 14 days and then go, okay, everybody's free and clear. You know,
you would require at least 100 producers. At least 100 producers. That's just the producers. Would be 100 people you sequester. The broadcasters, it's times two. So the 60-something teams plus the national broadcasting, oh, my God, you're talking 200 people. 300 just host and producers to cover the entire tournament. Because you can't use, like, the same three people to broadcast all the games. It's impossible. You would burn them out. You know what I mean? You need all kinds of people. It's nuts. And it's not like two groups of trainers. No. Everybody has their own trainers because all those trainers know their own athletes, their bodies, what they're used to doing, what they've been doing all season long, all of it. You can't. I mean, it is an enormous task.
12 players, 66 teams, 792 players.
Yeah, forget it. All the coaching staffs, oh, my God.
Now, if you're the first to do it, you're the only game in town. You have everybody watching because there is no sports. and there gets that we're in need of entertainment right now. Yeah. So the want for somebody to be the first, right, to take advantage of the market, because the market is huge. You're the only game in town. Everybody will be, even people that don't like soccer, if they were to do this, right? People that aren't even interested in soccer, it's there. They would be watching, right? Because the only sport that's live that's going on.
Yeah.
And that would be a huge advantage. Market, make money. I mean, you know, and you got to think is that the underlying reason that everybody's even pondering this thought?
Always.
Right?
Always.
Correct.
Everything's about money.
Okay.
Everything is about
which
money.
Totally goes against saving people's lives. Your contradiction.
Let's see what we got here on the morning. Bromar is in. Man, I hope we get this thing over fast. What people are saying, yeah, it's bad. GPP Central says, glad we got you. Thank you, GPP Central. Jess Minneapolis, somebody's got a cut. Yep. Dem Canes 01 says, just seen a guy in Publix with a wedding mask on. A welding mask on. Wow, that's okay. Interesting. Dominic Veluso, a welding mask is laughing. Puff, puff, don't give. Dominic says, that's not going to stop crap. Josh says, what up, Big O? Keep doing what you do always. Just your show. You're doing an awesome job. Thank you, sir. GPP Central says, weed smokers, be careful. All I'm saying is it can be laced with corona. No, it can't. It's not going to be laced with corona. Come on, man. Plus, it's burning. The heat will kill it all.
What is it? 130 degrees Fahrenheit kills it, correct?
Yeah, I don't know, I'm sure a joint is a lot hotter than that anyway.
Oh, for sure.
So Alex Diaz says, good morning. Ian from Brooklyn is in. Dominic Veluso says, I'll never tell him how to do a show. I hear about coronavirus everywhere, so I'm burnt out. Yeah, no, I get it, but it's what we're in. It would be irresponsible of me not to mention or talk a little bit about what's going on in our world with corona.
It's impossible not to.
And by the way, it's affecting everything we do. So
exactly.
It's a part of everything we do right now.
It's totally inundated everything. So
everything.
You have to, in some capacity, mention it.
Good morning, brothers. I am ready for another great show while I'm busting my ass. Really appreciate you looking out on life and the Finns. Keep up the great work. That's Dennis Akers. Thank you, Dennis. Appreciate you. Let's see. Alex Diaz wants the Dolphins to go after Ngakoue. They're going to want a bunch of picks, dude. No, they didn't. They didn't accumulate all these picks to give them away for one player. We just had that conversation yesterday. That I told you that it was smart that they got three players instead of one for the same amount of money. And it gives you depth. It gives you versatility. We've talked about this. Even when they signed Sue back in the day, people would say, wow, you could have gotten two or three players with that. That's actually very true. And you would have been more productive with two to three players instead. So, yes,
you just didn't talk about it yesterday. We talked about it Friday. We talked about it Wednesday. We talked about it too. You know, it's been mentioned a lot.
Yep. GPP Central says, I want to die alone. Either way, I don't want no loved ones looking at me dying, crying, feeling bad when I'm a go. Now, you know what, GPP Central, you say that, but that's selfish. That's your point of view. But your loved ones, the real loved ones, they want to be there with you, man. It's a moment for them that they feel bad and they want to actually, you know, kind of help you in that moment and give you the support. You know what I mean?
Get every last minute you can with that person. And later in life, there's going to be a lack of closure. You never get, you know, you didn't get to really say goodbye.
And,
you know,
I was there when my dad died and I watched him, you know, pretty much take his last breath. And it's a scary moment for people. No matter how big and strong and tough you are, that moment that you know you're dying will humble you like nothing else will ever humble you. And I think there's a therapeutic level to having somebody you love by your side and being with you there in the toughest moment of your life. So I would say that you would probably think different if you were in that position. If you're really in that position, you will appreciate having somebody you love holding your hand. Mark says, Big O, you are never going to get all those young men to abstain from going out and getting some nookie. We are old men, but remember when you were 18, 20, 22, never happening. I'm not arguing with you. You might be right. It might be hard. And if they already have money in their pocket, they may not want to be a part of this. Big Mike says, good morning from New York. I work in construction in NYC. Finally, my job site closes till April 21st. Please be safe out there. Isa says, hell, where the F am I? I don't know, Isa, where are you? But hello. Let's see, what else do we have here? Isa says, I love you guys. Well, we love you too, Isa. Ian from Brooklyn, wife gave it to me for Xmas, and I just broke it out last week. Shaking my head. Ian, I must have missed what it was. Oh, going to grind up some blueberry, and me and Madden 20 will be chilling together. There you go. I got you now. Mike Monaco from the Bronx says, is this another? No, don't say that. Don't say that about Isa. She doesn't look like that, what we got bombarded with. Let's see. Well, I don't know. Maybe not, but she's throwing in a God bless you guys. So I think that might be a little different there. She might be somebody that is new to the show. We get new people every day, which is a beautiful thing. All right. Our first half hour is already down. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back on the other side. I told you I saw Tiger King. I got some funny story that's tied to Tiger King. I got some other stuff that I want to talk about where greed is growing, and I'll show you the proof of that, and that's next.
Plus tax, tech title. It includes $899 dealer fee on approved credit offers and 11-10-19.
Over 1,500 Toyotas are on the ground, and truckloads of new 2020 Toyotas just keep on coming. To eliminate all 2019 models, Toyota of Hollywood is holding the ultimate 2019 model year changeover event. Make us an offer, any offer, and you can buy a Toyota at up to 50% less than their original MSRP when new and used.
50% less.
A pre-owned 2019 RAV4, not 30,000, $19,775. A pre-owned 2019 Camry LE, not 26,000, $17,775. A pre-owned 2019 Corolla LE, not 22,000, $12,775. Pay up to 50% less at Toyota of Hollywood, the number one volume Toyota dealer. Based on total retail sales of new Toyotas in the Southeast region for 2014 to 2018 per SET. On 441 between Hollywood Boulevard and Sheridan Street. Open till midnight.
Are you tired of watching the same old travel videos on the internet? Well, then check out MikeNoGoZones.com, a travel documentary that's breaking barriers. I go to the places that the media tells you to fear, where no one else dares to go. Baltimore, Opa-locka, south side of Chicago, and more. Go to MikeNoGoZones.com.
No one expects to get into a crash, but I expect you to go to AccidentLawFirm.com if you do. Make sure when hiring a driver, you go through a rideshare app so that you can be covered by the insurance, which can be up to $1 million, whether you're a passenger or a driver. In other words, don't try to save a few bucks by paying cash instead of going through the app. I'm attorney Bobby Nunez from Nunez Law in Miami, and we're here to help you through the process. Go to AccidentLawFirm.com for a free consultation from me, Bobby Nunez. That's AccidentLawFirm.com.
America's safest and best-selling compact luxury SUV is at Acura of Pembroke Pines, and this is how we do it. RDX, $339 a month at Acura of Pembroke Pines, the number one volume Acura dealer.